Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from this powerful scripture of Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 10. It says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, when you read scriptures like this, the question would come to our mind is that, how can we be sure the Bible is divinely inspired and therefore worthy of our trust? And that's very important for us to understand, because a lot of time people will question that is how can you prove that Bible is the truth of the Word of God, or is the Word of God? It is by surely understanding by the prophecies that were fulfilled, right? No other religion has specific, repeated, and unfailing fulfillment of predictions made many years in advance of events over which the predictor had no control. And finite human beings know the future only if it is told to them by an infinite being. And it's beautiful that God provided this evidence for us so we would know that the scriptures have a divine author. And I like what the Bible says, for I am God, in verses 9 and 10 of the same chapter of 46 Isaiah. For I am God, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible's 66 books written between 1400 BC and AD 90 contain approximately 3,856 verses concerned with prophecy. And here is the best part. Over 25% of the entire Bible contains specific predictive prophecies that have already been fulfilled, literally. And I like what Sir Isaac Newton said. I find more sure marks of authenticity in the Holy Bible than in any profane history whatsoever. Hallelujah. I like that. You ask, then how come some people don't believe the Bible? Because they haven't opened their hearts to God. Paul writes, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. It's as mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 11 to 14. So today I'll encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, be a student of the prophecies of the Bible, because our ancient one fulfills the things, hallelujah, declaring from the ancient times things that are not yet done, and things will be fulfilled, because it is in line with God's purposes. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful morning that you have added into our lives. We are grateful to you. This morning, O God, I pray that you will, Father, grant us the revelation knowledge of your word. Your Spirit will write your word in the table of our hearts, in our minds. And I pray that, Lord, we will never be the same, that we'll be changed, because your word changes us. And we thank you for the power of the Word of God. We give you the praise for that. Today, Lord, that we will be enamored with the love of God. We'll have a special understanding to comprehend the deep things and the secret things of your Word in Jesus' name. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for your flock as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them. Be with them. Uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy and flourish and prosper them. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions. I speak healing into their bodies, strength, vigor, vitality, and longevity in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you the glory and the praise. We thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.